No, they're all coming back. They're flooding back, which is obviously a relief because at times, we're down to 17 and 18 men and it's been tough. And, we always talk about the consistency, don't we? We always talk about continuity and people fighting for places, competition for places. And we haven't had that at the beginning of the season. But they're flooding back, and people will keep talking to me. They ask me the question, how is Menzies back playing this quickly? And I go, there's only Menzies could. We thought it, it was 90% confirmed that it was an ACL. Maybe they left him one out. Maybe they didn't give him one when he was born, But he's come back in 3 weeks. And I've got to say, last week leading up to the North Wales, he trained Tuesday with drop kicking. He was kicking it. Well, if you've done an ACL, you can't do that. He trained Wednesday with the team. He had a fitness test on Friday. Flew through the fitness test. And I'm on about, rigorous fitness test, tackle, chopping, and all the things that you do in contact. Flew through it and then played 80 minutes. Scored a try, looked like he'd not been out and fended people, bust people. So he was put in that position. So that's a great start and a great boost to us because we thought we'd lost him for the season. Corey Aston's back this weekend playing reserves, playing the academy. Eddie Batty's back. He hasn't played since the grand final and, he's back. Michael Knowles is going to have a fitness test tonight and potentially could be back for the big game against Featherstone on Sunday at Owleton. So fingers crossed, they're all clearing up and that's what we've needed. Ben Jones is a couple of weeks away from back in full, or next week he's back in full training. So he's looking, really, really healthy again now, which is important to us. And, the Castleford game came at a, people, did I think it was the wrong time? Well, we hadn't got his best 17 out. And we always, when you're playing against one of the best teams in Super League, you want them out there. But you know what? These young kids stood up. Jack Blackberry was outstanding, 19-year-old, released from Huddersfield in the pre-season. We took him. And he had the opportunity. Corey Hansen had the opportunity to play at the Menderhose jungle. There were nearly 5,000 people there. Peter Aspinall, still only 19. So, them kids got blooded and that'll give them the strength for the rest of the season. And, they've got a number of games under the belt. But some of the senior players are coming back now and it's going to be tough for them. But, the nice thing is we've got the levels under them so they can keep playing and fighting for places. And as we've always said, if people who are supposedly be the senior players are hitting the straps, then, hey, I have no qualms of putting the kids in and giving them the opportunity because they want it. They're desperate for it. And, it's in a bit better place. We had a real good result. Played Castleford and in the second 40 minutes, I thought we were outstanding. 24-12. And Cass had been ripping, they beat Warrington 40 points to 6 or something. They went through the second half with 100% ball control. And we handled them and we ripped them to pieces and we could have scored a few more points, So the second half were a real positive. And we took that into the North Wales game. And to get on a wide, big, firm pitch always helps us because we've got people like QLT and there's no surprise that QLT got an hat-trick and Scotty Turner got an hat-trick because we can push the ball into the areas because it's wide and challenge teams. And when we do that, we're really, really strong. Going into this week's game, very positive. There's the help is coming from within and the players are starting to get their head around certain things. But the injuries are clearing up as well.
Is it feasible to think that actually this season you're probably going to have a better away record than you are at home, given some of the surfaces you're going to be playing on in terms of size as much as anything else?
Yeah, well, obviously we built a team to play a brand of football and some of the pitches like the Wrexham.
The race course
ground is a football pitch. It's wide and long. Same as the Lee pitch is a massive pitch. So there's plenty of pitches that will help us. So, yeah, his away form's been pretty good at the moment. His own form, yeah, we've got to come to it. But, we still started seeing little things when we ripped Jewsbury to bits and scored 40-odd points. Doncaster, the first half, we were cruising 28. And then we knocked off and got a bit sloppy and fell in love with ourselves a little bit. And, we spoke about that. So we're still getting that form at home as well. And, there's a big challenge on Sunday. Featherstone, one of the teams tipped to be in the top two, just sacked the coach or are part of companies with a coach, mutual consent, which is what they always say. So what they're going to serve up to us this week, who knows? It's not about them. It's about us. It's about our stands. We're raising the bar again, and you know, we need to make sure we don't. You know, we could. I think we can go up to joint second, and that's important to us. We need to get up there, and then teams have got to catch us, and teams have got to knock us off that perch, because that's where we went to last year, and you know, we want to improve on what we did last year. And there's a couple of, you know, we've got Featherston this week, we've got Batley the week after, and then we're back at Owleton with Lee. So the next three games are massive for us, and three of the top teams are going to be, you know, in the competition we're going to be playing.
Are you surprised that Featherston are part of company with their coach? I mean, you read the reports about it. It seems as though they're set for another financial revolution, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the word, isn't it? Super League revolution and destination Super League and things like that. You know, my thoughts are a bit different to everybody else on that pitch as has been heard over the last so many months. Yeah, I mean, I fear. When anything like this, I fear for the game, I fear for clubs, I fear for the fans and all that sort of thing, because we've had so many promises and have them promises been delivered? And when you keep changing things, cultures, ownerships and all that, there's going to be people like me that's going to be sceptical, because if I'd have been a gambling man, which obviously we're not allowed to be, and I'm not, I know this will come in.
And it's perhaps put, from the Eagles' perspective, a question mark on just exactly what Featherston you're going to get on Sunday, because you will have watched them, you'll have seen how the previous coach liked to set their teams out. Well, whoever's installed next, whatever happens regarding an announcement about their coach next, it could be something a little different here.
Yeah, John's changed the brand of football, and you know, they play very similar to how Warrington played, obviously. John's background with Tony Smith and that. Danny Evans has been with Darrell Powell for the last 3-4 years at Featherston. He's put in charge for this weekend's game. Will he revert back to that? Will that mess the players up? Will they be able to adapt to that? Will he leave it the same? What team will he pick? You know, we've got no ideas, you know, of what they're going to deliver, but they're going to be smarting. You know, they're pretty disrespectful at times and think they're the best team in this competition by a country mile. Once quoted to me. and they've disrespected teams like Lee and things like that, and they've got a smack in the chops. So it's a strange one. I've never been in this sort of position before. We've had coaches that have left and things like that, but they've brought somebody in who's just the interim who's been involved in the club when they were successful last year. So will it change it? Have the players got the appetite? Well, there's going to be an announcement of the new coach at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Will the new coach be there? Will that inspire them a little bit more? You think all that, but they're still coming and knowing that they're playing Sheffield Eagles. Oh, last week, rattled up 50-odd points and only let one try in, which was after the half-time. So they'll be a little bit worried about us. They're not playing particularly well, but you know, all we can look after is what we're about and picking the right team and getting the right people on the field. And you know, we need to make a statement now, and this week is it. You know, Featherston, if they were to lose, we were to beat Featherston, that button would be pressed, that panic button. I don't know if they've got the weekend after, but there's a couple of players up for judiciary as well that probably be banned. You wouldn't be surprised that everything changed at the club and maybe they went into a dual registration relationship with somebody. I don't know. You know, I'm just speculating because there's a few players got injured, there's a few players left and, you know, gone to Australia and that. So they've got to be tight on numbers now.
I think listeners might get from the intonation in your voice just exactly where you're coming from. I mean, from the Eagles' sole perspective, because you had a great win, obviously, at North Wales, but in terms of the league now, in terms of the Championship, you need that consistency now, don't you? You need to be ticking over 4, 5, 6 wins on the spin here.
Yeah, and that's important to us now. We need, you know, we need that settled team now for the next few weeks where we're going week back-to-back the same, 13, 17, albeit if they're all playing well. And we're just getting used to the conditions. It's firming up, isn't it? The pitch is going to be a bit drier. And everybody knows that that's when we become what we are. You know, the difference is we've always built towards the end of the season and making sure we're good for the grand final. The significance isn't as big for the grand final this year, albeit it's still a grand final. And we want to be the first team to go three peats. after doing the back-to-back last year. So we want to be in that grand final because it's a great occasion. But we need to be in the top two. So now, is, you know, it's come off the hour and the boys have got to stand up. And, you know, they're firing. We've had a good week this week. We've downloaded a little bit. We took a bit of the conditioning element out, trying to freshen them up. And we're working hard, but we're looking at the quality. And I think that now we've got a bit of a clear thought on team selection. And as I said, there's one or two coming back that are only going to enhance that and make people look over the shoulders and not worry, but challenge themselves to be the best for as long as they can be, because they know that, you know, Eddie Batty played in the grand final. He's got the number 8 shirt. You know, he's a senior player. Is he going to be here? James David didn't hit last week. He's fit, ready to go. So there's a lot of people going to be looking over the shoulder, which is the key to that consistency that you talk about. But certainly this week we need to be really good, and we need to have a smile on his face. We enjoyed last week, and, you know, I haven't had as many as I'd like at this time of the season where I can finish the end of the day and unwind, maybe have a glass of orange juice and watch and enjoy a game. I thoroughly enjoyed last week's game because we played some of the football that we play when we're on top of his game. But these are the games you want to be in, and playing against the best teams and judging yourself against the best. Where are we right now? Well, we'll know Sunday.